This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. There is now no question whatsoever that vaccines, at least the ones given to the masses, are biological weapons. The vaccine industry is a biological weapon delivery system, in essence, to infect people with disease, to spread disease, and also to indoctrinate people so that they're willing to line up and be injected with basically euthanasia chemicals when the time comes for that, which is probably not that far away. Now, this does not mean that vaccines don't work in the sense of creating an immune response with antigen production and so on. You know, I am a scientist. I run a science lab. I'm a published science author. I'm the head of an ISO-accredited analytical laboratory. And I understand immunization theory. And I understand that being exposed to a weakened viral fragment, for example, can result in your body producing antigens or, you know, innate immune system defenses. Although it's a much stronger defense against a live virus, by the way, compared to a weakened virus. So I'm not here saying that immunization theory is a hoax. It's not. Immunization theory actually makes sense from a biochemical or a physiological point of view. What I'm saying is that the vaccine vector has a secondary use, which is a weapon delivery system. And the way you know this for 100% certainty, by the way, is you got to go to the news about the Kenyan Catholic Bishops Group that is a pro-vaccine group that was giving vaccine injections to young women in Kenya. And these are World Health Organization approved vaccines. So WHO vaccines, part of the United Nations. And this group of Kenyan bishops, who again are all pro-vaccine, they began to notice that every time they would inject these women with vaccines, that there'd be an increased rate of spontaneous abortions and then long-term infertility. And so they sent vaccines to, I believe it was 4 different laboratories, to try to look for chemicals that might explain the spontaneous abortions and infertility. And I believe the chemical they identified was HCG, which is a hormone disruption chemical that causes spontaneous abortions and infertility. Turns out that the Catholic bishops of Kenya then went public and they said, this is genocide, basically. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what they mean. That the vaccines that they were given to inject into women in Kenya were deliberately tainted with essentially infertility chemicals for depopulation of the Kenyan population. Now, the entire media in the United States will not report this. Google will censor any web pages on this. Pinterest will ban you if you mention this. Facebook censors it. It's all censored because the vaccine industry cover-up must be maintained by the evil tech giants and the establishment, the science establishment and the medicine establishment, precisely because they plan to use this on you. In fact, they've already used it on you. The CDC used to admit, although this information was scrubbed from the CDC website in, I believe, 2013, they had previously admitted that up to 98 million Americans had been exposed to the cancer virus called SV40. It's a simian virus. It causes cancer in mammals. And this virus was found to be present in the vaccines, polio vaccines in particular, that were given to up to 98 million Americans throughout the 1960s and 1970s. And if you know anything about how vaccines are manufactured, it shouldn't be surprising that there's all kinds of crazy viral strains in vaccines from diseased animals. That's how they make viruses. If I even told you, if you knew the truth about this, you would never inject yourself with a vaccine again. So they take monkeys, basically, and they inject them with disease strains until the monkeys fester with organ damage and disease that's festering in their kidneys and liver and other organs. And then those monkeys are murdered and their organs are extracted and then they're blended up into tissue, kind of a homogenized tissue sample that's full of this strain of whatever the vaccine is supposed to be for, like smallpox, for example. So they take like African green monkey kidneys. This is how it's done. And they infect all the African green monkeys and then they harvest their organs and then they grind those up. And then they expose that. I mean, this is the short version of it. They expose that. They do some filtration to filter out some of the protein masses and so on. And then they expose the viral strains to a UV light to weaken them. This is how they sort of deactivate the viruses. And then that goes into the vaccine. That's injected into you. So if you're getting injected with vaccines, you're being injected with diseased animal organs. Oh, and by the way, it's also human fetal tissue cells. So it's also diseased, aborted human babies. Yeah, that's what's in your vaccine too. And this is all admitted by the CDC, by the way. You go to the CDC website, you can look at the ingredients. I've posted many, many links to FDA and CDC. It shows you the actual names of the human fetal cell lines that go into these vaccines. So if you're injecting yourself with vaccines, you are injecting yourself with diseased animal organs and diseased aborted human fetal tissue. It's insane. Oh, and whatever other chemicals they want to add in there, like infertility chemicals. This is why the vaccine industry has become an authoritarian, dictatorial, anti-human regime. I mean, it's the most incredible medical tyranny ever on the planet. This is why they have to silence anyone who dares tell the truth, because if you just ask for the ingredients of the vaccine, you will be shocked if the people knew what's in the vaccine. If they read the vaccine insert sheet, you would be stunned. You would vomit after being injected with that. But see, it's not just the diseased animal tissue and the diseased, you know, fetal human aborted baby tissue. It's also that they add other things into it on purpose, like the cancer viruses. Why do you think cancer has been skyrocketing since the 1970s? Well, some of it's chemical exposure and glyphosate, but some of it's also the fact that people were injected with cancer viruses deliberately as part of the vaccine injections. And believe me, when the day comes, and it's coming rapidly, you know, there's a war on humanity. The globalists actually want to exterminate the human race. Vaccines are one of the vectors that they're going to use. They're going to deploy a biological weapon, you know, some kind of superbug. All the Ebola research facilities in Africa are working on this right now. It's part of the U.S. secret black ops military budget. By the way, it's all run by the U.S., plus Russia and China is doing this research as well. In fact, China is ahead of us on this. They're going to release a bioweapon. And then when people start dropping dead, then they'll say, oh, here's the vaccine that will save you. And if you line up for the vaccine, that's when they're injecting you with the euthanasia chemicals. It won't kill you immediately because that would be too obvious. They will infect you with a disease that will have a very high fatality rate, perhaps combined with infertility drugs. So there might be a 70, 80, 90% mortality rate over the next, you know, 5 years. This is how they're going to exterminate humankind. This is the plan. All the research that I've done over the last 20 years has led me to this shocking, inescapable conclusion. They're at war with humanity. And in fact, the globalists believe that people who are stupid enough to line up and get injected with flu shots are not worthy of even being saved as the future of the human race, by the way. They absolutely believe this. It's kind of like a global IQ test. If you are dumb enough to be injected with unknown chemicals and unknown viral fragments, you're probably not someone that even the globalists want to represent the future of the human race. So they don't even think there's anything morally wrong with killing off all the stupid people who line up to get injected. You know, that's an argument that actually could be backed up by a lot of people. If you're so stupid to be injected with unknown chemicals, you're probably too stupid to represent the future of the race. So that's what globalists absolutely believe, no question. And that's why these vaccines are being formulated in this way. So if you want to live, if you want to have a family or a future, you need to avoid these vaccines, especially the flu shots, because that's the one that they get people with. That's the one, you know, that causes seizures and death in some cases, neurological damage in some cases, MMR vaccines as well, all the others. Avoid them all. Read my website, vaccines.news, if you want to stay informed. And, you know, don't believe any of the official information. They are literally trying to kill you. If you want to live, come with me, as, you know, Kyle Reese said. If you want to live, no, wait, that was the Terminator who said that. Yeah, if you want to live, come with me, because the vaccine industry literally wants you dead. They have no use for you. But I want you to live. I want you to be informed. I want humanity to survive this attack. And the vaccine industry is run by anti-human criminals who are actually working to murder, mass murder humanity. This is a Holocaust on a level that's over 1,000 times bigger than the Third Reich Hitler Holocaust. That killed 6 million people. The globalists are trying to murder 6 billion people. It's 1,000 times bigger Holocaust. And vaccines is one of the key vectors for how they're going to do that. Read my website, naturalnews.com, or read vaccines.news to stay informed. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.